So, whoo, Jesus. Now, okay, Lord, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I need this in the Amplified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You got it? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to pick up at verse 7. What did I do? Let me do this over again. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Actually, let's do verse 6. Let me get to, I don't even have the translation I need. I got something else up here. Let me get to that. Here we go. All right, now we're ready to go. Verse 6. It says, howbeit, this, I'm reading the King James, but I'm going to switch right over to the Amplified, so leave the Amplified there. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. And that word perfect is what? Mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that comes to naught. Yet when we are among you, among the full grown, spiritually what? Mature Christian, who are ripe in what? We do impart a what?
Higher
wisdom. The knowledge of divine plan previously hidden, but it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age, of this world, nor of the leaders of and rulers of this age, who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away. All right? Look at verse 7. Let's go to verse 7. But rather what we are setting forth is what? A wisdom of God, once hidden from who? Human understanding. Are y'all listening? We're setting forth. What am I setting forth tonight? What have God set before? The Holy Spirit have recorded in this book we're reading a wisdom, setting forth the wisdom of God, once hidden, once no man could comprehend this, once hidden from human understanding, and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God what? Devised and did what? Decree before the ages for our glorification. Now listen, to do what? To lift us into the glory of his presence. A wisdom he prepared for us. He revealed it for us. He decreed this for us before the ages for our glorification, that we may be glorified with him, that will lift us into his presence. What are you saying? Into his presence. How do you act? What happened? Have you ever, let me ask this question, have you ever been in the presence of God? Have you ever been out? What happened when you get in? Does anything change? Does anything change? Absolutely. I have started out preaching many times, not one time. Many times. I started out preaching and teaching. I started to do some things. Felt dry as the Johnson baby powder. But all of a sudden, you don't know it like I know it, but you can tell it sometimes if you're a conscious spiritual thing. But all of a sudden, I'm lifted out of that dry place into the glorious presence. And every kind of jittery, I don't know what other word to use, you know, because when you're standing before people, as you do a long time, you learn to grow out of that. But I stood there with my knees knocking. You didn't know they were knocking. But when you get lifted into that place, all that stuff vanishes. You're not concerned about how a person think, what they look, what they say, and how they act. None of those things bother you whatsoever because you're in the presence of God, anointing that destroys yokes and remove burden. But I want to talk about wisdom tonight. Hallelujah. Notice it said, into his glorious presence. None of the rulers of this age or world proceed, and what? Recognize and understood this. None of the what? Rulers. None of the rulers of this age. None of them. Satan, demon, evil spirit, refined, educated, highly educated folks that don't know God. See, there's nothing wrong being highly educated. Paul was a highly educated man. But I'm talking about the one that's educated in their own self, mind, and don't need God. They knew nothing about this.